Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about living your life with no regrets. And one of the things that we had touched on a few weeks ago surrounding this topic was the idea of the amount of time that the average person in the U.S. spends at work. And the number was north of 50% of their waking hours are spent at work. So knowing this, if you think about it, your enjoyment of what you do for a living should be a big part of your overall happiness because you're spending so much time there. So the question becomes, are you doing what you want to be doing? And if you're not, how can you create the business that you want? But how can you do it without sacrificing your own financial security? Because we've all heard those horror stories, right? The person that loses their house because they quit their job to become an entrepreneur and to take on a new business deal. And maybe they could have found a way to start that business without giving up their job. And if your business if your passion is different from what you're doing for work, maybe it makes sense to start to lay the groundwork for what you want to do. I have a good friend, Rick, who has been over his career a very successful buyer of materials for copiers. He worked for a company, and he would be buying and selling materials, and he was sort of a middleman, but he made a great living at it, and he's a talented guy, so he was very successful. But what he always wanted to do is have an involvement with kids. He's got kids of his own. He's a great dad. He's an unbelievable person, and he is that person that you want your children to be around because he's just got great energy. And he decided to open a franchise called the School of Rock. And it's a music school. And it's really meant for kids. And it's focused on teaching the kids how to perform in a rock and roll band. So it's a really cool idea, right? If you've got children, instead of doing the traditional, okay, you're going to go get lessons and you're going to do a recital, which is really based on just you and maybe your teacher as a kid, you're now... Other people are relying on you because you're part of a band. So you're really more compelled to practice because you're not just letting yourself down. You're letting down other people too. So it almost compels kids to really practice and to get better at their craft. So Rick did his homework. I mean, a lot of homework, and then he purchased the franchise. And before he was profitable, he continued his day job. Right, so he buys the franchise and he works at it on evenings and he works at it on weekends. And once the business was able to support him, he resigned from his day job to focus on the passion full time. So if you think about it, if you have an idea for a business, but you need more expertise for your endeavor, think about what you can do. So in Rick's case, he did demographic studies on the area that he was looking to open. He spent some time talking to other franchisees that had bought into the School of Rock. He went to their home office and met with people, and he spent a lot of time just doing the homework that he needed to do. So for whatever your passion may be, again, assuming it's outside your current business, spend time researching and talking to people that are doing what you want to do, and start to build your business in the hours that you have outside of your current job. And your goal here is to ensure that you've got a proven strategy, and in a perfect world, that strategy is covering your monthly expenses before you give up the financial security of that consistent paycheck that you have. That's really what it's all about. So you can create the business you want, and you can do it without sacrificing your financial security. You just have to be smart about how you go about it, and you have to be a little bit more patient because this is a longer lead time. Right? You're not putting all your time into it. You're only putting part of your time into it. So you have to be patient as you allow that business to build. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna conclude our discussion on living life with no regrets by just talking about the concept of stop worrying and start living. But for today, I want you to think about what your passion may be from a work perspective. And if you're doing it, then that's wonderful. And if you're not doing it, think about how you can create the business that you want without sacrificing your financial security.